shooting out sparks over 38 states, the Canadian Plains, and the tequila fields of Mexico.
A program most deserving of a grand introduction.
The Nocturnal Journal.
The Talk of the Town. WGN Radio 720.
With your guide, Dave Hoekstra.
Last night we had a hell-raising time. Nipping on tequila and sucking on lime. The sunrise chased the good times away. And good morning would have been the wrong thing to say.
Good evening on WGN Nocturnal Journal. Tonight, we're going to, second half of the show, we're going to pay deep tribute to our friend Merle Haggard, whose funeral is today up in Northern California. First half of the show, we are going to pay tribute to Jim and Pete's. Now, Merle would have liked Jim and Pete's because it's got history, it's got legacy. We have the owners of Jim and Pete's in the studio with pizza tonight, Jim Sorcy Jr. and Michael Buccinieri.
Yes,
and get close to the mic on that. Yep. And so tell us about the history of this restaurant in Elmwood Park. It started in Chicago.
In 1941.
Okay.
And we, my father and his brother-in-law.
Your father, Jim Sr.
Yeah, and Pete, his brother-in-law, met this gentleman that, you know, had recipes from, he was from New York. And, I mean, he showed him how to make dough and the cheese, what to buy, what kind of cheese to buy, and how to cook the pizza. And that, you know, there were a second pizza place in Chicago.
Right.
You know, it was pretty interesting, I'll tell you. I mean, the cheese was, they didn't make cheese like they make now with the big blocks of cheese. They had trouble getting a lot of the stuff. But it was a hit. It was a hit.
And what do you remember? Where was it located? Where was the first one located?
Well, we're going to say Chicago and Pulaski, about a door off of Chicago Avenue. And they were there for quite some time, but my father wanted to move out west, and so they went to River Forest. We ended up in River Forest for 36 years, and we moved from there. We went to Elmwood Park, 7806 West North Avenue, and we've been there 30 years now. So,
what are your earliest memories of the old neighborhood? I don't live. We've talked before. I don't live too far from there. What are your earliest memories of that? And how did the neighborhood change?
Well, they had the neighborhood was a wonderful neighborhood. All my aunts and uncles lived there. What wrecked that neighborhood was the fire. The Our Lady of the Angels fire wrecked it. You know, everybody moved out of there. It was such tragedy, and we moved to Elmwood Park. Or River Forest, I'm sorry. And it worked out pretty good. 1950, I think it was. And we've been going since. We've been going.
Early menu items. I mean, I've even seen the picture on your website from 1941 where it talks about pizza and spaghetti. And, I mean, how basic was that early menu?
Oh, the pizza was, I think, the main thing. I think that we had a novelty. It was a novelty item, and then the spaghetti came along naturally, and the beef and the sausage. I mean, we had a full menu in Pulaski. We had good food.
And your mother's involvement, I mean, where I'm getting at there, like, you know, homemade recipes. I know you've got some of her recipes on the menu today.
My mother and father used to argue about the sauce all the time, you know, which was a better sauce. My mother was Napoli Don, and my father was Sicilian. And they made it differently, and I think this is a common. It's still a combination that of their two sauces together, and we've had that for a long, long time—75 years, I would say.
And in pizza making, is there a difference between northern style in Italy and a southern style?
Well, there's differences, but I think of the thickness of the dough. We have at Jim and Pete's, we have four different kinds of pizzas. We have a thin pizza. We have a double dough, we have a pan pizza, and we have a stuffed pizza, you know, and that's, people order all of them, you know, we do them all. But I don't know if there's a province in Italy or anything that, because I've been to Italy and I didn't like their pizza.
I had that pizza they all talk about in Naples, it's in that book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was okay.
I didn't care for it that much.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Now, I know this is radio, but for our viewing audience on the internet, you brought a pizza in. What is on this pizza? And tell us why you brought this type of pizza in. Michael?
We have, it's a thin crust. This is a hand-rolled sausage, mushroom, onion, and a little bit of bacon for flavor. And you've had this, I think, Dave, when you stopped in.
Yeah.
And hopefully you agree that it was tasty.
Very good. It was very, very good.
So this is hand-rolled. You know, you don't find too many joints, pizza joints, that do hand-rolled pizzas, you know, because it takes a little bit more time and a little bit more work to, you know, put this together, especially when you're doing volume. Yeah. But you definitely get a different taste.
Has it been, what's it been like for you guys to, I mean, pizza's such a hot topic right now. I mean, there's, you know, there's the coal fire, there's the deep dish. How have you kept up with the trends and stuff? And do you keep an eye on that?
I would say, you know, with our customer base and our demographic where we are, we have so many varieties. As Jimmy mentioned, thin crust, double dough, pan, Chicago style stuffed. We also do a great bakery style pizza, which is a little bit different. A little bit thicker crust on that. It was so popular, we had to put it on our menu, in fact. So now we have that as an appetizer. You know, it's a smaller individual. The flatbreads. We do flatbreads now as well. So, we're looking at 8 different pizza crusts, you know, when it's all said and done. But, you know, all our customers, they might come in someday and have a flatbread with a pasta or a chicken. They might come in the next visit and have a pan or a stuffed. So it's just kind of, you know, what everyone's looking for.
So River Forest to Elmwood Park, how did that happen? How and why?
Well, it just, we've been wanting to serve liquor for a long time. You know, you get people come in, they want a glass of wine with their spaghetti or their pasta, you know. And we couldn't do that in River Forest. River Forest was a dry town. And by moving across the street, it picked up business surprisingly. We knew it would. We knew, you know, it just had to happen. It was something that inevitably had to happen.
In addition to that, Dave, you know, we do a lot of banquets inside, smaller banquets, 80, 100 people, kind of our bread and butter. Every weekend we have parties, whether it's 30, you know, bridal shower, baptism, birthday. You know, we had 3 parties today. When you're doing these inside banquet parties, you need alcohol, wine, you know, cocktails, beer, things like that. So it's really helped out with that as well.
And you were able to keep your streak. You, like you were telling me the other day, you even though you were making the move, what was it, 8 blocks away, you were able to stay open. You never
we were
really
open.
Closed.
Yeah.
It was. You it said
took
it was
us a week.
It was challenging.
Oh boy, we put out a catering order right in the middle of the moving. And we were ready for the weekend. We were ready to start serving people. We weren't going to put a restaurant. We had these tables and chairs from the other place, and the guy dropped them off. The truck came, and we didn't have any place to put them, so we put them in the dining room. There was room, you know. And then we're walking around. We're doing stuff in the back, and you come out in the front. There's people sitting at the tables.
It just happened.
It just sat at the tables. I don't know. It was crazy.
And I did my research. I mean, it is really remarkable. 75 years in the restaurant business?
Sure.
All in the same family?
My father and my uncle started, like I said, and we carried it on. We carried it
Second oldest pizza place in the Chicago area.
Yes.
Michael, how'd you get involved?
My uncle was Jimmy's partner at the River Forest location. They moved to the Elmwood Park location. I worked for them for several years managing, you know, had a job in the day. The building became available. We ended up purchasing the building, and we wanted to do a build out and expand. And that's 99's when we kicked that off. So I had the experience there. We worked well together, and it was just a kind of a natural transition. My uncle was getting older, and, you know, he was working a little bit less. So I kind of just filled his spot, and, you know, we did the build-out, and kind of like his transition from River Forest to Elmwood Park, it was the same thing. I remember, Dave, we did all the remodeling, and we had we made a hole through the wall, and the other side was pretty much done, but we had it kind of tarped off. I was so busy one night, boom, tarps down, sitting people. It just we didn't even have a plan day. It just kind of evolved into this grand opening. And from that point on, it was, you know, there were a few things that we had to, you know, still finish up, but we just opened it up and kind of sat everybody and they loved it.
Yeah. What do you know now that you didn't know in 1999 about the business?
You know what? Things have changed, I think, in the restaurant industry overall in the last 10 years. So some of the things I picked up on is just kind of evolving, you know, with the times. So we've, and I think that's one of the reasons, a big feather, you know, in our cap, that we, you know, we've evolved with, you know, the times. So from, you know, redoing our menu and just making the customers happy at the end of the day. You know, I tell our servers, I tell, you know, everyone that works for us in the back of the house as well in the front, you know, these customers that come in, they drive by 20 different restaurants before they come to our place. That's how many restaurants are out there. So you have to treat them like that and just, you know, appreciate that they're coming to see you. When I pick up the phone and someone says, hey, I want to put in a delivery order. We do delivery as well, Dave. You know, it makes me proud to say, you know what? There's four different pizzerias right down the street, two other Italian joints the other way, and they're calling us. So we got to make them happy.
And I should say, I don't know if I said this, you are at 7806 West North Avenue.
Yes,
and,
correct.
And Elmwood Park. And shout out your website, too.
So it's www.jimandpetes.com.
And one reason we wanted you to have on April 9th is tell us about the promotion you've got for your 75th anniversary.
We, you know, we were contemplating rolling back the prices, but 75 years, we couldn't find anything. We could not find anything that had any of our price, no menus, nothing that would state where we were at with that. So we came up with this promotion that we wanted to kind of give back. So what we did was we ordered, we created this gift card, and we have anywhere from $10. So at a minimum, everyone that walks in, every table that comes in receives a gift card from $10 up to $1,000. We have 1,000 gift cards that we made up. So for the whole month of April, you could come in, dine with us, and you will leave with a gift from us. In addition to that, we're doing some birthday dessert, like of a fried dough. So you could leave with a nice dessert and a little gift card for your next visit.
And those gift cards are good for throughout the year?
Throughout the year, 2016. So you can come in anytime throughout the rest of the year. And it's kind of a surprise. Everyone's, you know, really excited. We, you know, we got this drum that they could kind of spin, and, you know, it mixes up the cards, and they could draw the card themselves.
Kind of like the Bozo Show or something.
Yeah. And everyone's excited, and they want to open the card up right away. And we're like, you don't know. We don't know. We don't know. So, for instance, this evening, so right when I picked up Jimmy, someone got a $100 gift card.
That's great.
Couldn't be happier.
We're going to take a break here for some spots, and then we're going to come back and talk about the neighborhood. Just, it's got a great neighborhood vibe, the neighborhood history, some of your customers. So don't go away on Nocturnal Journal. Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal on WGN 720. We're here with Jim Sorcy Jr. and Michael Buccieri, owners of Jim and Pete's out in Elmwood Park. You know, when I was out there the other day, I was leaving, and I saw the whole neighborhood thing is great, what you've got going on there. And I saw Jerry Korab Way right outside the parking lot, directly east of your restaurant. So tell us about your history with the Blackhawks. And Jerry Korab lives in Elmwood Park, former Blackhawk defenseman. King Kong.
King Kong.
Yeah.
I've always been a Blackhawk fan, and I'm so surprised that they won three like this, and I feel like a happy man right now. I mean, I love them. When I watch the game, everybody wants the Hawks to win because I get mad when they lose, you know, and I cause a little problem. But that's something I really, really enjoy. And
but the restaurant, you've got those era players of like Makita and Bobby Hall.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I know a lot of those guys lived out there.
Those guys?
Yeah. They had to come by the restaurant.
They were the best.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Best.
Yeah, he's got that.
Keith Magnuson.
Oh, he was great.
I was looking in my washroom. I have a collage of all the guys there. And I know them all. And you know, people think I'm a little crazy, but I like it.
We love history and neighborhoods here at Nocturnal Journal. Michael, real quickly, tell us the family secret story. I love that. The salesman who came in.
Gentleman comes in, and he's trying to sell boxes, pizza boxes, and, you know, showing us, here's you know, your logo, pizza, hot pizza. So he leaves, and the next day there's a murder, and they open up the trunk and they show the photo of this guy, his legs, and he's covered by the Jim and Pete's pizza box. Just the kind of advertising we're looking for over in Elmwood Park.
But Jimmy, you were telling me the other day, it was great. Your mom had made you. I never asked you what kind of soup, but she had made you soup, and you were having her soup. She was there, probably in the kitchen.
Yeah.
And the FBI walks in to start asking you questions. Your mom, go ahead.
Yeah. She made oxtail soup for me. I'm waiting. I'm hungry. You know, and these two suits come in. And they asked me my name, and they wanted to talk to me, and they started explaining this, what happened to this guy, that it was covered with my pizza boxes. I says, and then my mother comes out and says, my son's a good boy. What do you, he didn't do anything and everything. And they looked at her like she was nuts. But
that's a great story.
But that was excellent. That was excellent. I says, come on, Ma, leave me, you know what I mean? Let me handle this.
The last thing we, you know, attribute to your longevity is the diversity. Michael, you wanted to talk about that a little bit, and the diversification. And I know you've done catering, and it's important to do that. I just did this book on soul food, and they talked about, you know, they're branching out from different things. So talk about what you're doing.
Yeah, I think just as we, you know, with our menu and like you said, you know, the catering we do, it's just different avenues for us to serve a lot of people, whether it's delivery. Whether it's dine-in, pick-up, you know, people are in a rush. And then we cater out anywhere. We deliver anywhere, corporate, business, personal, and we do banquets inside. So we hit pretty much everything. If you're looking for food, we're it.
I did a web post on this, a print version of this interview earlier in the week, and the responses I got on Facebook and stuff, I got a lot of just the memories your place brings back for people. People going to proms, people coming to your place after a prom, people going to the movie theater and stuff. It's just, you know, that's what's so great about the legacy you guys have. It's
I had a baby shower probably maybe a month ago. The girl having her baby's shower, her father had hers at the restaurant. So it was basically a second generation. She had hers at our restaurant and also her daughter's at our restaurant. So it was kind of neat.
That's just great. Well, thank you for coming in. Thank you for bringing in the pizza. We could share some with people here. We'll give some to David Jennings in the newsroom who's coming up.
We also brought you some lasagna, homemade lasagna, and some fresh-made
Look at all the fans you have out there at the Allstate Studio.
Look at that.
That pizza will do it.
God bless.
So give me the website one more time and the address, and thanks for coming in.
www.jimandpetes.com and 7806 West North Avenue, Elmwood Park, Illinois, 60707.